If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Let's say you're having a conversation with one person, right? But then somebody else comes to say hi to that person, and then they start talking, and it's almost like your conversation is over, and it never gets picked back up.
Yeah. I always think it's that other person's fault for one, not introducing who she was talking to, and then two, not acknowledging that she was in the middle of a conversation. Because if that happens to me, if someone comes up to me, and I would tell that person, you know how people interrupt you, how you just said, right? They interrupt the conversation and start talking to them. Let's say that happens to me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. Someone comes. They don't look at you. They don't acknowledge you. First of all, I think that's rude.
Yeah.
Okay. They come up to me. Oh my God, Yoni, how are you? As if I'm not talking to someone.
And I also think if you're going to interrupt, you have to acknowledge the person interrupting has to acknowledge the person, the other person that person was having a conversation with.
No, some people don't have that. Some people just interrupt and get in there. That's so rude.
Because that's what I did. There was one person that there was like the person that invited me that was hosting the event. And then there was that person's sister that I knew, but she was having a conversation with somebody else who I also knew from online, but I've never met her, but I recognized her. So when I went over to the sister, she was having a conversation. So I just like tapped in, you know, like I tapped her shoulder and I was like, hey, like just wanted to say hi. And then she said hi. And then I said hi to like the other person right away.
Good job.
I couldn't just like not say anything. That's
so disrespectful.
Crazy.
Yeah, people do that, especially in New York.
But the crazy thing is that girl, she then later interrupted a conversation I was having with somebody. And I guess maybe because we had already talked, she'd even think to be like, sorry for interrupting, or like, because we already introduced each, like we already met, I guess. But I still think you should acknowledge the fact that there was a whole conversation happening and you just come in. And the person I was talking to, like, also never came back in my direction. Like, okay, let's say you're like, oh, so nice to see you, like, blah, 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 for like a little bit.
No, all these things is just social awareness. Some people don't have that at all. And some people are tapped in.
Social etiquette.
Yeah. I feel like I'm blessed that I'm very much aware.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking to someone. I don't even like, I don't care if I know you more than I know this person.
Yeah. And I literally left.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, you kind of like hang around for a little bit.
You left?
Like, I mean, I just like went and got some dessert or something.
Oh my God, I could just imagine what you're thinking in your head like, man, this is fucked up.
Yeah, because if anything, if anything,
you just laugh.
If the other person that I was originally having a conversation with would have maybe even glanced back at me because we were having a full conversation, I get it. Like, we've talked. We'll talk more later. Like, it's no problem. But they didn't even look at me, because if they would have, I would have said, oh, yeah, I'll just catch up with you later. Like, okay, like, catch up with this person. It's not a problem. You know, that, like, okay, got interrupted, whatever, it's fine. I think that happens a lot at events when, like, people see someone they know, they want to get to say hi, but they're
especially when they're best friends, they get all hyped and you're just standing there like, and exactly. Nobody.
Exactly. And so much of that was happening. I didn't know anybody to that level at that event. I was just like, damn, I don't like feeling this way. Because I'm a confident person. Like, I know who I am. I like who I am. I have no problem talking about what I'm interested in. And I'm really good one-on-one.
Oh, you be killing shit.
No, but it's like, I love talking to people. But as soon as you put me in this setting where one-on-one is like, beep, like, this is not a one, as you said, this is not a one-on-one time. This is like, you talk to someone for maybe like 10 minutes max, time to move on to the next person.
Yeah.
And
babe, in an event like that, babe, it's not one-on-one time. I don't care how comfortable you are. I don't care how amazing this person is. Get this info, go on your little date with them separately. Like, it's time to, because people are also
trying to do the same thing.
Because you can enjoy this conversation so much, and this person as well, but they also think, I'm going to go see my friend over there that I haven't seen in so long. And I love Allie. I just talked for 20 minutes. It's great. And she's amazing. But like, I want to say what's up to my friend who just flew in from Chicago. But like, you know, so you want to like, you want to talk and then let go. Everybody's like moving. That's
yeah,
how you should be.
I think that's something that in order for me to get better at it, I need to just put it in practice more.